This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
744, 16 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by our friend, Louisiana State Senator Pat Connick. How you doing, Pat?
Hey, I'm doing great, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay. Before we do anything else, we got to talk about what's happening on Saturday, March 29th, coming up.
Yeah, the 23rd Annual Louisiana Crawfish Bowling Championships at Immaculate Conception School in Marrero. We got 50 teams again this year, plus it's going to be a great time again. We're looking forward to having you as a judge.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to being there, although I feel like sometimes to me, I just think they're good or they're bad. And then you got people like Ian McNulty that are there that are these, aficionados or experts that, well, a little bit too much garlic, a little bit too much this, a little bit too much that. And I'm just thinking, well, it's good. Give me more. Let's talk about imported seafood and the crawfish festival in Chalmette and Chinese crawfish and not the proper signage. What does the law say now? Pat, I know this has been something you've been passionate about, you've been involved with. What can be done to can Louisiana provide enough seafood, or can America provide enough seafood for the country? Is that what it's about, or is it just about letting people know what they're eating? Take me through all of this, please.
I think the key to that legislation is letting people know, giving them the option of buying foreign seafood or local seafood. It's labeling packages that says, you know, product of China, product of Indonesia, or product of the Louisiana, Gulf of Mexico, Gulf of America, whatever you want to call it. But it's just not being deceived, having a consumer not being deceived by thinking they're buying a Cajun, you know, Louisiana brand product when it's coming from China. And that's what the law that we passed says, and we have some penalties that are coming in place. But some stores are abiding by it, some are not, and we have to have some enforcement come in and you know, make them follow the rules.
How hard is it for people that are in a crawfish business to know where the crawfish are coming from, or is it that hard at all?
No, a lot of crawfish, you know, came from here, but the stuff in the packaging right now, if you look at the back, some of it's very, you know, small print. But you have the Cajun labeling on it. You think it's from Louisiana. You got the state of Louisiana symbol on it, but you're being deceived. We can't prevent foreign seafood from coming in. And you know, the courts have ruled on that. But we can make those who import and those who sell it and package it declare where it's coming from. So the consumer has a choice of saying, okay, I want the cheaper product from China, or I want the good stuff coming from Broad Bridge.
Let's talk about Amendment Number 2. The ballot, early voting, I think, is done, and then we got the election on March 29th, the day of the crawfish championship. So vote and then go eat your crawfish. Tell me about lost my train of thought here for a second, Pat. I'm sorry. About the Amendment 2, yes. I'm sorry. About the reasons you think people should vote for it.
I've been in Baton Rouge for about 17 years now. I think this is one of the most important pieces of legislation from a tax standpoint that we have passed since I've been up there. This is going to change the business climate in the state. It's going to make Louisiana more competitive. It's going to take away the old Huey Long laws, way of doing business, getting out of our system. It's going to hopefully make Louisiana more competitive, attract manufacturing jobs, and keep our families in Louisiana, and give those who left a reason to come back. You know, I think it's that important. We need to change the way we do business in this state, and this amendment, number two, I think, is the way to go to make that happen.
What would you say to people that say it's too much too fast, that there might be some unintended consequences in there, et cetera?
You know what? This is a long time coming. It's not fast enough for me. You know, I heard, you know, we passed this in 2 weeks, but that's not, you know, we did pass it, but we worked on it for over a year, making it, trying to please everybody and make Louisiana more competitive. It's going to reduce the lower the state income tax to a flat 3%. It's going to raise teacher and support staff pay. And then we're going to pay down $2 billion in debt, and we're going to be saving $300 million in interest payments every year. It's like paying your house note off. And then that interest payment, instead of going to the bank, will go to allow us to build roads, give teachers raises, do the things we need to do. And it's going to protect the homestead exemption and double the exemption for seniors from $12,500 to $25,000. I think it's a great piece of legislation that can, you know, really do good things for the state.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. That means a lot coming from you, Senator Pat Connick, endorsing Amendment Number 2. We'll talk about DOTD when we come back and more. You got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. Time now for traffic on WWL. 6, 4 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend and fellow Shaw graduate, Pat Connick, Louisiana State Senator, about Amendment Number 2. Pat, somebody texted in and said it doesn't give teachers raises, he's lying, et cetera, et cetera. Larry Carter was on with us earlier at 6:45, President of the Louisiana Federation of Teachers. He says he's firmly behind this Amendment Number 2, and he thinks if you want a permanent teacher pay raise, you should... he's urging people to vote for this, and he's the president of the Louisiana Federation of Teachers. Go ahead.
If I put $2,000 in your pocket that you didn't have every year from here on out, that's a pay raise to me. So you can say whatever you want, but I think the money going to the teachers is what's taking place, and that's going to help the teachers, and that's the reason why I support this bill.
Tell me why you think and why you're so behind this and why you think it's going to change things business-wise in Louisiana and be a good thing for the state, Pat.
I think what we're doing in the past is not working. We're being, you know, Mississippi is getting manufacturing jobs, Alabama, Texas, Arkansas. This is a way to start competing with those states, and that's why it's so important to me and so important to everybody else that we get this done. We have to stop the old ways of doing business, and this is, I think, is a step in a major step in the right direction. That's why I'm passionate about it.
So along those lines, what happens if it doesn't pass?
We're going to try it again. You know, we're going to keep pushing. We're not going to give up, because that's so important to the state and to our future, you know, our grandkids and kids and our families.
Somebody texted about seafood. Why not just make it illegal to sell foreign seafood in Louisiana? Can that be done, or is that federal?
That's federal. It's unconstitutional. You know, the Commerce Clause prevents that. You know, we could import, you know, what we need to import. But the whole thing is this is not being deceived by a product from China being packaged as a product from Louisiana.
Somebody else texted and said, you want to make America great again, buy American products, buy American seafood, buy Louisiana seafood, and don't buy the imports. And I think... sometimes you got to let your wallet back up what your mouth says sometimes and be serious and committed to what it is that you want to be committed to. Tell me about DOTD. I'll bring up the Belchase Bridge and what the long-range plans are for that. The other crossing at, I'm trying to think of down the road there. I can't think of the name of it right now, Pat.
The Peters Road Bypass.
Peters Road Bypass.
Seconds. Plaquemines Parish has so much potential. They have those plants being built, billion-dollar plants. but there's no way to get in to, you know, to and from them. We need a second bridge in Belle Chasse, the Peters Road Bridge that's going to go along the Harbor Canal. We've been working with Jacob Bro, who's a hell of a state rep for that area, and pushing hard to get some funding and get that project underway and moving. You know, Black has just given a lot to the state. We got to get back to them. So,
does expansion that expansion on the LNG plant, does that change the equation at all? Where it's like even more revenue for the state, more jobs, more money, et cetera.
Absolutely, it's going to bring more jobs, but it's going to be more construction jobs and put more traffic burden on Plaquemines Parish. And they have one way in and one way out, basically for that parish, and it's a toll road, and I think it's so unfair for that to take place. But that was done, you know, way in the past. But we got to try to find a way to mitigate those losses.
Thank you, Pat. Appreciate your time. See you Saturday, Pat Connick, Louisiana State Senator. He'll be at the Big Crawfish Cook-Off March 29th. At Our Lady of, tell me, Pat. I forgot the. Pat, you there? He hung up. I'll tell you about the details when we come back. I got a lot in front of me right now, but we'll get it together. Back in a flash, WWL.